me losing killed me. Yoshin Ocean's at 10-3 now, so he's got a chance to win one more. Of course, yeah, and of course Maru, who was also in that fight with me, trying to chase after Nakaniyama. Of course, he loses. Like, come on, like, give us
I think at least I defeated Maru. I got Maru for you.
Well, at least, I wanted Nakaniyama to lose. I was happy he lost one, but then he beat someone else. So I don't know who he beat.
Well,
I kind of wish he lost both of them now.
Well, then we have RTY stuff to talk about. The recording is starting, and I'm gonna play the theme song now, and then we like do maybe like a shorter episode. I don't know, because off season is always fun. So let's go.
Yeah.
And I am back, everybody. This is Kaitetsu speaking. I am joined by Enkaga.
Hello.
And Kuno Usagi.
Hello.
To talk about whatever we can find, because it's the off season. It's been like a couple weeks since Koto Shoho got his maiden cup, and we are still to finish the RTY Cup. But we have here a front leader of the Makuuchi Yusho. And Kaga has just been talking to us about how's it going. So, how is it going, Kaga?
Well, it was okay until the committee decided they wanted to kill me. Thanks, thanks, team. I mean, I would have loved to have not gone up against an Ozeki and just get thrown out of the ring, just giving me flashbacks of good old Ento. So yeah, that was fun. Then I still have to go up against Microshiro 1 Harubayama, so I still gotta go up against him. So yeah. Fun being 9-4, would rather be 10-3 and then having a chance to tie Nakanoyama, because he's pretty much lost the one match I wanted him to lose, and then instead I go and lose a match again.
Well, unfortunately, it's a little bit of my fault because I lost to him. So if I had like toughened up, I could have helped you even further. But unfortunately, me and Nico, we fought. I think this was our seventh time, and we never fight out of Basho. We always just fight on the Basho. And I was like, why are they giving me an M11? I'm going to lose so embarrassingly. And what I did, I lost so embarrassingly. In two rounds, I think I got a counter broken or something. It was amazing. My body is a machine that turns IR6 counters into a 23 roll.
Oh, that's, trust me. And then also Koku-chan also gave me a nice little injury to my head as well, which was kind of fun. He wanted to throw and hurt myself and get me hurt. So yeah, that's always a fun part.
I mean, Kaitetsu's at the point. Yeah, I mean, I feel you, because we're at a point when you start fighting Sonyaku, because everybody's so high up, their dice are probably very high, so they roll a 90 or above more often than you would think. And I've just been getting like straight shots into my body. It's been lovely.
Well, look at me. I'm at base die 27, and I'm still knocking on wood here, because I got worried. I thought I was going to end up taking, when I had the injury thing pop up, I was thinking to myself, oh no, there goes my base 27 die, because I was doing so well, and now me getting one more injury in one of the stats, I lose the base die, I think, if I recall. I don't know.
I don't know how injury works. I don't touch it. I just hope it's okay.
I know. That's the same thing with me. It's what?
I think it's 15 uniques and it's down a die.
Oh, okay. If I get 15
injuries? If I remember right, it's 15 uniques for the first base I drop. Or it's 15 base. Sorry.
Wow. Well, I'm good at not getting injured a lot then, because with this being my 18th Basho, My overall injuries that I've accrued in the career, not adding in the recoveries and stuff, but adding in the two I've received this boss show, one on day three and one on day 13 with Kokujan. I'm at a total of, let's see, 8 and 14. So
Oof.
let's not get me hurt one more time, please.
Yeah.
I would like to keep my base die 27, but yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping that I have some decent rolls and stuff because yeah.
Yeah, I've
Because
been
of
just.
course Cookie had all the crazy rolls on
Oh
me.
yeah, I think I fought him earlier, and I lost pretty soundly. Yeah, it was on day 1, 2, 14, 13, 12, 11. Day 11, what happened on day 11? I lost in 2 rounds as well, and I used a focus die, because of, why
Yeah, I still have a ton of focus dice that I haven't even used much of, and I was like, ah, okay, I can be okay. Yeah, he goes and proceeds to roll for the quick. We both went the same way. I'm glad I didn't go surprise because he was gonna absolutely counter me and hurt me more. But yeah, he goes and rolls 93, and then on defense, I go and do a focus with the Tuarakin. And he goes and rolls a 91 again because he's got the plus two attack and the stats that kill me. And so yeah, he had a five like 5d32 or something. So yeah, could not win at all. Even with me rolling 71 and 76, which honestly were to me pretty decent rolls. But yeah, no, just Koku-chan being the Ozeki he is and just running me over. So,
Well,
yeah.
it such is the way of the dice, because there was a little chat on general discussion, because I generally think that because this is just dices. If you're having like a very good basho, somebody must be having a very bad basho.
Right.
Because if you like, it's not like it's just a coincidence, but it's just how I think chance works. Just because this is all dices, and like
Yeah.
rolls. But it's very interesting how it seems like there's never a chance to do better, and then it just suddenly. A basho
Yeah,
appears where you
suddenly
suddenly
snowballs.
are
Yeah.
9 and 3, but then you're reminded that it's just all chance, and then everything equals up. I've had that happen, but the other way around, like twice, where I've started at like 1 and 6 two separate times, and then I get a bear kachikoshi.
Well, that was like me, and the funny part is like when we look back and even just like my career so far with adding in this 18th basho right now, I'm surprisingly doing decent. I mean, I have a chance as long as I decide not to lose the last two matches, which I know they're gonna try to do again to me. My last two bashos, I've gone 9 and 6. And it's kind of funny, like I've went back and forth so much between Jirio and top division. I mean, to start, I it only took me two bashos to get up to Jirio from Makusha, or yeah, you're my yeah Makushita. I can't remember. Yeah, so from the third division, it took me went 9 and 6 and then 7 and 8. But because I was everyone that we had some people retire, I went right up to Jirio. Go 2 and 13. Proceed to go 2 and 13. So yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think that's what happens. I got there in one, but I got like two consecutive horrible losing records before I got like a Jurio Kachikoshi. So I think it's just like,
Yeah, I
if you do too
the
well, you're gonna be not equal
Oh
to
yeah,
the
if you
median of everything else. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, to me, what I think is kind of funny, like, especially with me, like, I mean, just in third division, got Kachikoshi in the first one, then I moved up, and then I just had a rough round. Get up to Jirio and just get decimated. Go back down, go, I go back down to the third division, go 8-7, go up to Juryo, get up to Juryo. I go back to back in Juryo as Juryo 10 East and Juryo 6 West. This was my 6th and 7th boss shows, where I go Kachikoshi, 8-7, 9-6, which were decent. The 9-6 zone, when I was Juryo 6, it moved me up to top division, and then I get just massacred. Somehow I didn't get injured, which was very thankful.
That's pretty good.
And I went down back down to Juryo 1, went 9-6 again. Went 9-6 in Juryo just to go back up 6-9, but we had some retirees. I only dropped like 2 down to like Mayashira at 13 West. Go 4-11. Yeah, that was not a fun one. And then I go back to back 6-9s. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, this career for me as in Kaga, I have had so many. It's either been a Makikoshi with 6-9 or a Kachikoshi with 9-6. Mm-hmm. I've yet to win double digits, which is why I was so mad that I got paired up against the Nozeki, because I wanted to get my 10th win. Mm-hmm. I wanted to finally have a double digit win, because I've had 3 double digit losses. I've yet to have a double digit win. So I'm I've gone all out a little bit. I mean, I've used in total 3 focus die this basho, which is rare of me. I mean, I'm very rarely use any focus die, so I'm usually always having a ton of dice available, a ton of focus points being able to use. So
That's a thing for me recently. I don't know what to do with my focus die. I've just been hoarding them for like 2 basho, and I've felt no difference at all. Like previous basho, I've just been using it when I thought it was needed. Lost every match I used a die ever. This time, I used, I think, once. I barely used it, and I think I won one. I used it once, and I won. But I'm like, what do I do with this guy?
Yeah, it doesn't seem
to help that much.
I've used it. It's like every time I've used it, I've had it only one time where it was like a mass. I call it a mass casualty, because I ended up like throwing like 3 injury points on a poor rookie. I don't know. I don't know who it was. I don't know if it was this. I don't think it was this boss show, but it might have been like the previous boss show. And I ended up, it was like a high rolled like 100 and almost close to 120, and it was like a mass casualty where he had like 3 injuries because he was like really fatigued and everything too.
The perfect game for him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fatigue die. Fatigue die is like the biggest scam ever. It's like,
the funny thing that I laugh at too, and this is like going off of stats, this is just for everyone in general, I should be tied with Koto Wasato with the most uniques. Koto Wasato's got 9 uniques. Me, this is what I don't understand. This boss show has been so chaotic for me. I've had three critical Tachi eyes. Why does that not count as a unique by itself? Why is it being counted?
I think it is counted as a single Kimarite. So it's like you have 5 choices between 5 Kimarite, and you happen to crit with your usual crit. But the thing is that you cannot. I think it's a good feedback is that you can pick. Didn't even notice you joined us. Hello.
Yeah, shows up. But here's the funny part, though. This is what kind of makes me laugh, though. Is I think, and I have to double check. I have to go and double check my matches. One match, I did a massive crit on using powerful charge. I believe I had another crit using either. I think my other two was either. One was evasive, one was surprise, I think. I have to look back, because I thought
I'm looking on match recording. Let's see. You did
Yeah, you have
a powerful crit, another
and that one
powerful
was
crit, and an evasive
okay.
crit. So you did two different
Okay, so
crits.
then I should be technically at like 8 uniques the way I see it then.
Yeah, I think that's a
Which is
fair.
still pretty cool. I
Well,
mean,
because crits are so rare anyway, and it's because you're B27 after languishing in studio for so long. God, it must be a slow news day if
Thanks.
we have Inkaga complaining the whole episode.
Wow. Thanks, Kamehiko. Golly. I just wanted to be special for once.
Say that when you stay in Makuuchi.
Yeah, I
Oh,
mean, 27 is pretty damn
now.
high. I cannot lie.
Kamehiko, you have to thank the committee. You have to tell the committee I said thanks for killing me with having me go up against Kojan while I was trying to fight for Emperor's Cup.
I'm not in the Torikumi team.
There's a bullet. I mean, what happened
No.
is because I'm in the Sanyaku now, I keep by the end of the Basho, I'm like seven, a 6 and 7. I'm struggling to put any wins by the end, and then the committee just gives me people who are in usual runs, and I'm like, dude, please let me
I
catch a
know.
Koshi in Sanyaku once.
The funny part for
Curse of the
me is,
Joey.
yeah, that's what kind of scares me. I'm like, I want to get an Emperor's Cup win before I have to, before whenever I do have to retire this Rikishi. Because I mean, I'm since Kamahiko's here, how many overall injuries do you need to have, that to occur? I'm trying to figure out the right way
To
to
get
say
a
this.
base drop?
Yeah.
15 uniques.
Kunosagi was
So
right.
I'm sitting at 14 injuries because I've taken 2 injuries this Basho, which bumps me
Yeah,
up
but what
to
severity?
14.
Because it's
Oh,
unique
severity?
injuries, not severity.
Oh.
Interesting.
I'm gonna take a look real quick, actually.
Like, they need to count towards the permanent injuries, yeah?
Here I am in
Yeah, but
Kaga.
the sheet has trouble keeping distinguishing between severities.
All right.
Okay, good to know. It doesn't say on. I don't
I
see
mean,
where would it
I think you
would
kind of
be
have to go
at.
back and look at your match's actual injury rolls, don't you? To actually
Well,
see
yeah,
severity
I do
reliably.
because the on the sheet it only has the total injuries for a Basho, not the individual ones.
Yeah, so you have to go and check the rolls then. I mean,
That's
if
wild.
you
So
do
then
like.
I must be really low then, because that's the scary part. I mean, I've only had in the career as Inkaga. That's why, man, I'm gonna have to do something at some point to look up. I know it's gonna take a lot, but like all of the active Rikishis now, that's kind of interesting. Like when it comes to injuries, having an idea or even just curious on how robust some Rikishis are. I mean, we could compare it to like an Iron Man, but in difference of like how injury prone some wrestlers and some Rikishi are, as well as also the age of a Rikishi. I mean,
Yeah. Well, obviously
to
you
me, honestly,
have
I thought.
Koizumi in one end of the spectrum, which is just old and injured.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but Koizumi, I feel like, is like a whole different. I mean, he's completely different now with the way he was because he lasted so long. I mean, and then granted, yes, he started taking a ton of injuries because he was down to a base to like a base die 20 or 21 when he was still a top division. I felt so bad for him when he was always having to end up losing all the time because he was going up against new people that were coming up from Johto, and they have almost close to a 5 base die difference. And then some of the Rikishis who some of the players that have been around for many years are getting into like their second or third Rikishi. They now have the Kensho and the Mochi to be able to do a lot of those legacy upgrades
Yeah,
before
I
your
one thing I'm very
Rikishi.
excited to retire is to get to see what the perks actually do, because it seems so fancy. It's like a whole new world of
That's
gameplay for me.
how I'm looking forward to it. That's why I'm like, I want to make it. That's why I'm like, I want to make it to 35 shows, which I think I feel like that is a good possibility with
Yeah,
my
I mean,
rotation that I
the
have
only
right
thing
now.
keeping you from 30 basho is just like yourself, really. You can't just keep going, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I want to me it's like my main goal now, since now that I've kind of seeing that I've now gone three straight Kachikoshis, I feel like now I think where my Rikishi's at should be a mainstay in top division, as long as I don't make mistakes on my end, making bad moves,
Yeah.
stuff like that.
I mean,
Well,
I'm
I guess I got
similar.
news for
I'm.
you.
What?
Because after B20, your injury threshold decreases permanently.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, no, that's understandable. I was looking up on it. I like how you guys do that. Because it makes it to where it's the age of the Rikishis. I mean, shoot, we could compare it. I mean, if we compare it to real life, I mean, some of the Rikishis have been fighting for 10 plus years, and you can see, you can, it's like a noticeable tell of like the wear and tear on their bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, we do what? We do what, six boss shows a year now, roughly, give or take, I think.
No, we do. We always do. I think only last year we
So,
had a canceled one just because it got so late in the year. But
no, it's because the stupid Jungyeol wouldn't end.
oh yeah, the Jungyo. That's right. That's right. The Jungyo. But yeah, ideally we would have six, just like the real world. So
Yeah,
no.
so me being on 18, that means 3 years that my Rikishi has been fighting in here, been
Four.
fighting in it. Yeah, four. Yeah, you could say four. Yeah,
Yeah,
or
give or take
I mean,
more
what?
than three.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at, I mean, when you compare that to the real life Rikishi, I know I'm trying to compare it a little bit to real life, but I mean, 3 years of like you're just beating and battering your Rikishi and stuff, it's kind of like an accelerated version of the real life,
Yeah,
of the real
and
life sumo
it makes
wrestling.
sense because you can take a long
And
time, you
I,
can get attached, but then it doesn't get
yeah.
boring because then you can change
Right, and
into
that's what I
something
kind of
else.
like. I noticed it. I'm trying to remember where I saw it. I saw it. Yeah. Oh yeah. Actually, I can see it. Fatigue and injury. Like I like how it shows it on there, where it shows the base percentage. Like I'm already at 11% going into this boss show. I'm already sitting at an 11% base fatigue percentage. So that already adds into it. And I like how it is because I mean my Rikishi's gotten older. It's he's there's going to be some times where he's fighting against younger, more powerful Rikishis later on. So it's I like that aspect that you guys have brought in, and I love it. That's why I'm like, I would love to make it to 30, but who knows? Like, I mean, seeing that from Basho 8 to Basho 18, that 10 Basho time span, it went from 2 and it's now up to 11.
Wait, is Inkaga 18
I would
Basho
assume
old?
by. I
Well,
would
I
assume.
didn't even know. You're like one Basho older than Kaitetsu. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I thought we were much further ahead, but no. Yeah, then it's interesting
No, it's
you talking about that
it was.
because.
Yeah, because I've been around the same time that Suzuka Fuji's been around.
Okay.
Like I would when Suzuka Fuji was first doing his bashos, I was still Ento. I took a break. I had some stuff going on, so I hadn't. I stopped playing for a bit at, under Ento, and I think I got to a point where I missed like. I think I was like missed like five or six. It was probably almost close to I was gone for like a year. I was still in the server, but I didn't do anything for almost close to a
Spectating.
year. Yeah, and then I came back, and I came back under Inkaga, because it's with the game changes that happened in between that year from when I was gone, from when I wasn't participating to when I came back. It was hard to and Kamehika can even attest to this. It's hard to try to bring a character that's been gone for over a year, and there were and especially with all the game changes that happened. So yeah, and that's where I like how they the base fatigue get kicks into play, so that injury threshold starts getting lower and lower the more fatigue you get, and I love it.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I love about it. makes it worth to me, like, if I wanted to keep my rotation going longer, it's a fun challenge. I mean, granted, I don't think I'm going to make it to 30 boss shows. I think I'm going to probably end up, by the time I get higher up to the Sanyaku rankings, I think that's where I'm going to start really getting thrown around.
I would instead of trying to shoot for 30, look through the prestige, like look through the legacy perks, and shoot for the ones that are like three Sanyaku, right? Like three bosses.
Yeah, there's one I've seen that it was like that. I know Oku, when he made his new character, he took advantage of. I have to find the links, but there was one in there that you had to reach Ozeki in your previous Rikishi, and it had like so many perks and everything to it. Yeah, here we go. I just found the link. I'm gonna try to see if I can get it.
Yeah, those when Tetsu wound up coming out.
The training role modifiers. Like the second sheet, like if you can make it up to Ozeki, it automatically adds an IR3 to your training roles, which is to me that's very advantageous. Mm-hmm. And then
the training role modifiers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps a lot. It's a big deal.
There's a lot of things I like. Like even like the other one I like is my only downside is I don't think I've gotten a Jun Yusho either. Like I love the achievements for the first one. The resting restores 45% instead of 40%. That's the one thing I think was really cool. And I was like, I would love to have something like that, but it's very hard. Like, I mean, it's a good push for me, but it's like, I have not had that happen yet once. But like, I think I like threshold modifications. I love those. I mean, there's a few things that are in here that are really nice.
Like I've only got a +1 to my threshold. It's already saved me from like 2 or 3 injuries.
Oh yeah, and that's how I look at it with me. It's like I know I'm gonna be eligible for the threshold. There's a few other ones like the focus die, but I mean to me the focus die isn't really gonna be much worth much anyways. But I mean there's some stuff in here like to me the way I see it, the training role modifiers I think are really awesome, and the one that's kind of also intriguing me is the two that are there. I know they're really cheap, so I might be able to have a chance on getting them, which is a 2-2-2 training point floor until you reach base die 25.
I've got that one. Great.
Yeah, and then the three training point protection extends until you reach base die 22, which is if you're like really unfortunate training rolls when you're just starting, that to me is like perfect protection to where you know you can be able to continue trying to train and get some better development and stuff on your
a stat advantage like from just from mm-hmm. just from your stat, it gives you a fairly decent advantage because you're never gonna get oh no I've only got one or two, you know, you're always gonna get to you're not really ever going to be at a point where you're like, oh no, I can't at least increase one stat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where I love it. Like even the, I mean, there's a lot, I mean, there's some of the perks that are here that are on here. I love it. Like I think it's pretty cool. Like the amount of stuff that you can be able to do. Especially if you end up having enough of the cost to be able to get it, because I think the cost goes based off of both Kamehiko. It's the cost for the prestige stuff goes off between both Kensho and the Mochi, correct?
Yeah.
So I'm already sitting at like 14,000, which is awesome. Like honestly, it's close to where I would like to be at for when I make my second Rikishi, but I mean, I would love to try to get up higher to being able to do a lot more things. Like, I mean, I love the training rule modifiers are really nice. Even like, I like the ones too where it's also, you get the minus one training point, the minus one T for Kachikoshis. You get a plus one if you go 7 and 8, or in a plus two on 6 and 9 or worse. I kind of love it. Gives you chances of having even getting even more training points. I love it. There's definitely a lot of things I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, and once retiring, it's just like a new way to play the game, and that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it gives you it opens up a lot more in how you even go about build, like what your build is going to be, or
yeah,
like
min-maxing, yeah, like almost min-maxing, yep, the thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's where I'm kind of like, I'm always curious. I haven't had a chance to look at Oku's latest Rikishi. I'm curious because of him being a Yokozuna and stuff. I wonder if he had enough of the points and stuff to get the threshold modification for threshold is 3 higher than usual. That I think that's going to help his Rikishi last for almost forever at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It at least guarantees you're going to keep your base die much longer once you hit Makuuchi.
Mm-hmm. That to me is like super advantage.
Yeah, like the whole, like I said, I've only got one, and it saved me at least, I think, 3 injury rolls. Like that's pretty big. Trying to come up through Juryo without being injured enough. Just like on Tetsu,
exactly.
My first match on Virginia, like in Virginia at 27, bam, down to 26 on the first roll. Like, being able to hold your base guy much longer is a huge advantage.
Yeah, that's why I love when we start seeing guys retire and then seeing what new Rikishi they make and then their builds and stuff. I love it. That's why I'm like kind of curious on what Senshi's gonna do. I mean, it's just kind of fun seeing the different developments and the different ways that some people go with their Rikishi when they retire one and they start a new one.
So, mm-hmm. Do your qualifiers only count for your most recent previous Rikishi, or does it count for all your previous Rikishi?
Only your most current.
Okay, that's interesting.
You can't that's carry a, it over. That's cheap.
I like that.
You can only pick one from each category.
Mm-hmm.
One from each category. Okay.
I'm gonna figure that out when I'm retired, because I think what I'm gonna do is either I will continue until Bartial 20 and I already start a new one, which will be next year, I think after March, or if I still am in the Sanyaku by then, I'll just keep going for like Ozeki chances, and then if not, if I'm like low down, I'll just retire, I think, because what really matters for prestige seems to be like Sanyaku Basho or being an Ozeki or Komusubi, whatever number of times, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I jumped into this game. I've never been a min-maxer. Hello, Tama. We're talking about RTY min-maxing stuff. We're talking about prestige perks. Anyway, I've never been a min-maxer. So what I'm going to do, I'm not even going to read very well the prestige perks right now. I'm just going to worry about that when I retire. And let's see, because if I'm able to get to Ozeki, which depends on, I guess, the next 13 Basho that I have available for Kaitetsu, but if not, if like by March or something, I'm like already in the M10s or something, I think I'll retire straight away. But it will be very interesting, because as I said before, it's just a new way to play. It's like fully another page in the book of the game. And I
figure
that's gonna be amazing.
And yeah. So, 20 is a good idea, just because young girls getting in the extra kinsho, that becomes a much bigger thing to think about once you start getting near the end. It's like how far Do you want to keep going so you can stack more mushrooms to afford the perks?
Yeah. I was looking at the extra Ken show for like big Rikishi, so I was looking at Senshi's. They got like 6,000 extra Kensho from Taskmaster 2023. So like playing in Jungyo is so important if you really want to like min-max your next character with the Kensho points. It's crazy.
And just for a good foundation, it's a really good idea to really participate in the Jungyo as much as you can, especially near the end of a career.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're in, like, if you're in Sanyaku, man, you don't have to worry about getting injured.
Yeah.
You get to have, you don't have to worry about fatigue, you don't have to worry about any of that. You have all the advantages with no risk.
Yeah, well, I guess the thing about Jungyo as well is that have to do well on Jungyo, which,
that's the better thing. Doing them is good. Winning them is better.
Yeah. And also depends on the if it's an official, like, quote-unquote official RTY Jungyo, it's going to be way more money than, like, the Dohyo downloads is stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Especially if the ones that pay are the one winning.
Hey, your Kensho got me the Kabu,
thanks.
So... Ha!
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
also, our punching bag is here.
Who?
Me?
Tama?
Me?
Tama.
Since when?
Who else?
Hi. I'm happy to see you too, Kama.
First moment back where Kamahiko has a voice. Oh yeah, fuck Tama no Sato, by the way.
Yeah.
Especially fuck Tama no Sato.
Especially fuck Tama no Sato.
By the way, I think Tama, I think you were one of my crit matches.
Probably.
I've had three crits, so I can look at them. I've had three crits.
Did we fall?
I don't know. Day 4, day 8, and day 10 were my crits. I had two crits in the back, in back-to-back boshes, where I was practically injuring people, and I had people scared half to death. And I'm like, I'm trying
the meat grinder. New nickname acquired.
I was waiting for Genbu to say something because at one point I'm like the way I was typing in there, I was making it so panic. I'm like, all right, I wonder if Genbu's gonna say something because I pinged Kamahiko because I was like, I had three crit rolls or I had three crit matches won, and then plus I've been injuring everyone. I had one match where I ended up throwing like 120, I think it was 120 or 112, somewhere in that range.
Out with a vengeance.
I did.
Yeah, well,
log
guess what? I don't respond to boasting pings.
I wasn't.
I don't respond to boasting pings.
Oh my gosh! That's why I only ask because of stats. Okay. Jeez.
I don't care about your stats.
Hang on.
And I wasn't the one.
I was just curious on deeds and honors. That's why I was asking.
And I wasn't one of your crits.
Okay.
So, if you keep fighting, maybe we're gonna fight on Saiyan Shiraku, but I don't think so.
I don't know, because the way I would have to lose my next match.
And we are all hoping you will.
Yeah.
I want to actually get an Emperor's Cup for once. I want to actually win one for once.
Oh, I mean, you're at 4 losses already. That's...
If I didn't have to go up against the Ozeki, that would have been a different story.
I've been off
just
for a bit.
Just play better.
Problem solved. Just roll better, lol.
Just play better. It's the rolls that hurt me. Oh my gosh.
Nekonoyama is leading. Damn.
Yeah.
He lost one match, and I wanted him to lose another.
Unfortunately, they stomped me on two rounds.
I think they crushed me too, to be fair.
I mean, yeah, we were talking about that in the beginning of the episode. Like at some bar shows, you just pop off and then never again.
Yeah.
It's just how luck is, really, I think.
Tama no Sato never popped off.
Well, and then, but then you also have some Rikishi that are consistent too. I mean, we've got a few out there. I mean,
mostly the people that are like.
Doesn't Inazaru have. I think this is Inazaru's like third or fourth, or maybe even fifth Basho that he's gotten Kashikoshi.
Yeah, no, he only picks
two options.
It's his fourth.
Well, okay,
He only picks
two options. Look at his stats.
Yeah. I do the same. It's predictable, but he keeps on winning, you know.
Yeah, I think you know, having all six perks filled up, I think that helps a lot.
Doesn't. Look at me. It doesn't.
Better, Tama.
Yeah, I know. I try, I just can't.
But like the biggest inspiration is Senshi, really, who is, you know, a first character with no perks and just like two Yusho in a row. Like, man, that's insane.
Just good. Yeah, just good. Something I don't know about.
Winnie, what's that?
Seems like unless you're Oku, your second Rikishi is not very
This is Oku's third.
It's his third.
Yeah, this is third because his other two were instant Yokozunas.
Yeah. Okumizu the first, Okumizu the second. I think Okumizu two electric boogaloo.
Oki is not even struggling. He got like a 9-6, 10-5. Yeah. Now he's 8-4. But
unless
the thing
Oku
is
the one that kills everyone once he gets up to Makusha.
Yeah.
And the thing is
he'll have his third Yusha. He'll have his third Yokozuna.
The thing is now the Bonzuke is so big. Mm-hmm. It takes such a long time from the bottom up. So
really
we might have to wait a bit to see Okimizu as Yokozuna. But I cannot say it will not happen because it will.
It'll happen. Honestly, though, I'm actually kind of glad that we've continued to keep growing as much that we've gotten down into Sandame. I mean, the way I see it, I mean, who knows? Maybe at some point down the road, I know 30 Bashos is a lot, but who knows? By that time, who knows how long it would take for someone, especially whenever some of us start a new Rikishi and we have to start down in Sandame. Who knows by that time how long it's going to take us to even get up to top division, let alone being in the Jirio grinder and having a fight as like what happened with me. I mean,
I feel like we should there should be if the trend is, you know, to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing, to look if you don't do more than 30 basho, we have to look in the fatigue and the injury system.
Yeah,
that would be one of the ways to maybe not prolong how many basho you can play, but if you know if you get stuck somewhere, it's not because of injuries and whatever and fatigue. So that's something that could be looked at in the future, not now.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, because right now the way it's set right now, I kind of like it because we're able to refresh Rikishi, bring some new ones in, and then when we get new players coming in, they can at least go through the grind as well and understanding like why there's some Rikishi out there that are very powerful, and it's just because the amount of time that we've been in the server, helping out the server, and just growing.
Yeah. And there's always new faces in Makuchi, so you know people are making it. It's possible.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like completely impossible, like in real sumo.
Yeah, the only people that stay there are like the people who's been playing for like 1,000 times and like they're min-maxers. Exactly. Like there's people who like very casually, you know, get to Makuchi, and I think that shows like a healthy system where like if you want to min-max, you can. You don't have to.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
Just take a look at how long I stayed in fucking Makushita. Like
it can really be tough because you can go way up, and then just like 7 and 8 push you down, and it can be really, really complicated.
I mean, similar story to a Inazuma Beya guy, Terukaze, because he spent almost a year in Makushita, just like bouncing up and down. And then he just had two Basho in Juryo. And then he's now 7-5 at this point of the Basho in his top division debut. It's like, the game's working really well. And I think they're just... I mean, we've been glazing the server this entire episode, but it's just been it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I'm going to have to listen to it since I wasn't part of it.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Thanks, Kamahiko. I heard that.
It's true.
I mean, hey, at least I'm the one that gets the bouncing table going back and forth anyways for me when it comes to Juryo Makusha anyways.
The gatekeeper.
He's his own gatekeeper.
At least I could say I'm no longer that, especially since I'm 9-4 right now. And I've
that's true. That is
two,
true.
I've on the previous two Bashos, 9-6. Granted, yes, one of them was Juryo 4 East. So at least I'm still moving up the Banzake and not falling back down.
Watch the 0-15 next Basho. Watch. Oh.
If someone does that to me, that is going to be very sad.
That would be real.
Yeah, and be like, oh yeah, and Kako goes 3-15, or yeah, and Kako goes 3-12. All right, send him down to Juryo. Just instant demotion, even though he's like, I'm like sure one or two.
It's like
just
Tano snap, like gone. Gone.
And it's like, oh yeah, the Bonza case are released. So I'm like, all right, I probably lost 10. What? Why am I in Juryo? Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to get my double digit win. That's all I want.
I just hope I get a Kachikoshi. On my first time as B26.
Yeah.
It's just rough.
I just hope I get a 15-minute and no Zensho and they promote me to Yokozuna just because I'm so amazing. I'm just such a guy. They will have to promote me.
I'm just that damn good.
I'm just that good. I enter and I say, Yokozuna Liberation Council, here's my CV. I sign the own paper and I make myself Yokozuna. Self-made. Don't need anything. That's the goal.
Have we had it yet?
Hmm?
We haven't had a 15-0 yet, have we?
No, I don't think so. Ever.
Yes.
We've had it before, but not recently.
Not the 15-0. I thought, you know, the Zenshows we've had were all by Oku, but that was before the 15-0.
No, Kakumekoshin did, but not in Makuchi. In Makuchi, I don't think we've ever had it on a 15-0.
Interesting.
Let me check real fast.
I think Oku did it before.
I mean, it's going to have to be Oku.
I was going to say, I know Oku has Zenshowed, but I don't think he's Zenshowed in the 15-day Basho since we've been doing that. I don't think
he's done the 15.
Kakumekoshin and Makushita 1 did 15-0, and I think it was the first one.
Interesting.
Should type Zensho. Maybe it shows.
Interesting. I mean, Juryo, this Basho has been fun.
Five. It's less than 3.
But, yep.
So, yeah, it's a fairly big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I got popcorn out for Juryo.
So, having...
Look in chat.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look in chat.
Istanbul was a 15-0. I don't remember that. Mm. That's crazy.
Wow. Oh yeah, 15-0.
That wasn't that long ago. That was like what two years ago.
Where's that stat page at? Because that's cool. Where is that one
at? In the quick links. It's the
really.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the quick links. Not the NHK data. It's your own business.
Hmm? Oh, okay.
Is yours, right? Is that... Yeah, Sumo Record Holders, isn't it? Yeah.
That's
no.
Cool. It hasn't even been updated this year.
What?
No, I've not updated it in a long time. Boo. It's the Ikari no Waka's Yusho and Sancho records. I have to do it. Yep. Uh-huh. Which is also not updated for this year.
Hmm. That's actually cool. Seeing like some of that though was special price and everything.
I was there.
I'm
I used to be a fixture on that list, but not with this character.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
Wow, an Ozeki 15-0, that's insane, actually.
Jeez, yeah, put my Kimboshi on there, Tama.
Hmm?
Put my Kimboshi on there.
I'm not the one updating though that shit. I'm like, I should though. How many do you have?
One.
Not that good.
That's mean. That's mean, Tama. How many do you have?
Tama.
With Tama, zero. But I used to be good.
Washed, gone.
Trust me, I used to be good. I have like three or four. I don't remember.
Well, yeah, because you're tied with most career bouts with that 264.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not anymore. Back in the day, I was.
Yeah, when you were Tenoyama.
But Takanami did more because he stopped.
Because you still had it as active. Yeah, you still have it as active.
Yeah, Takanami has more fights. But I think was his name?
Daihono?
Daihono?
Daihono has more.
Yeah, because Daihono is what, like 300 or so? Because isn't Daihono at like 3 or something, I thought? Or like 300? Someone's at like 300.
I don't think anyone hit the 300.
Yeah,
I thought Koizumi had 300 career.
Yeah, there was an announcement somewhere.
300 basho?
No, 300 basho. 200 matches somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Daihono is at 333 fights.
Yeah.
210 wins, 123 losses. Yep.
Yeah.
And I would guess Koizumi is higher than this because Daihono, it is his 24th basho, and Koizumi it's his 29th.
It's on his last. It's on his 30th.
They don't even have him on the retired leaderboard.
Well, not yet, because he has to finish this basho, and then it'll be Koizumi will have Fuin Tai.
Wait, Koizumi's still going?
Yeah, it's on his last one.
It's his last basho.
I thought he retired after falling out.
No.
He's at 30.
I didn't know he continued. I didn't realize he continued. I thought he hit 30 last basho.
No.
Wow.
It's this one. He's competing in like a final victory lap.
Final goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, victory, it's a big world, but...
A 4-0 lap.
Yeah, he's went up against... Oh, God, he went up against Kita... Wait, Kita Shiritsu went all the way down to Juryo 13? What the...
What? Wow. No.
They were in last basho.
He what?
Kita Shiritsu.
They were in Makusha last basho. Kita Shiritsu.
Why is he down in Juryo 13?
He went up to Juryo.
He's a base die 26. He was up there with me.
Are you confusing with somebody else?
No. He went up to Makuchi and just fell down. Crazy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thought it was a struggled new for.
Yeah.
That Juryo, you're stuck at base die 24 until you get back up the top division. But like, jeez.
He struggled for like over a year. Ooh, bless me.
Oh, bless you.
He struggled for like a year in Juryo. Got to Magashira 15. Got 3-12. Went back to Juryo. Then fell down to Makushita. And now he's back in Juryo and looking good.
There were probably a couple of Kyujo in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, one or two Kyujo probably.
Yeah, because Kyujo doesn't appear on the sheet, right?
He's only at 14 bashos played. I was like,
and he started before me.
I thought he started around the same time as me or before.
So,
yeah, that
Because on a 4 and 11, a jury 1, I don't think he would have fallen to Makushita 4.
Yeah, because look, he's got 5 perks as well. So that's what's, like, weird with it, because I'm like...
The thing is, perks can be great or can be completely unuseful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, some of the ones I have are only good if I always get... a career high. If I don't, then I don't get anything from those. So it's a double-edged sword, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I see the one with the P1 with the Sancho Sant, where on promotion to Juryo, you get a four D40 T20 training roll, which is insane. And that's earn at least one special prize in career, which I hope I get the special prize, but I have a bad feeling I'm going to end up, if I don't get 10 wins here, I'm probably not going to get that.
I mean, even 10 is not secured.
Yeah, that's why I was a little annoyed that I had to go up against Ozeki. I mean, it was cool that being in that run, but I don't know what's going to happen. I know I need to win the next two, but I'm facing against Harubayama. I need to go up against, which I'm still waiting on him to show up. So, and he's 7-6, so he's fighting for Kachikoshi. So, it's not going to be a simple fight for me there.
I pinged my opponent, but I'm gonna tell to Daisa Shoryu if he beats me, I'm gonna shit on his on his sumo towel.
Which one?
The one he won from the Doyo Download Tournament.
Yippee!
So, he better let me win! If you hear this, Daisa Shoryu, this is your warning. Let me win.
Boy.
I will win by any cost necessary.
Gross.
This is not gross, this is French.
Will you support in his general direction?
Yes. I literally could fart in the direction where he lives. So,
yes, his number.
I've been eating for the whole weekend because I had family over. So watch out, Daisa. Watch out. Do not anger the fat man.
Do not anger the French.
Wow.
They are powerful.
Well, he's also French, so he knows.
Well, now that we've been... reaching the poop talk, I think, and we are also close to the 1 hour mark, so I think we can wrap this up.
Actually, I did get the sumo manga finally.
Oh, nice!
Ooh.
That's good. Later, tell me how it goes.
Okay, yeah, it starts off with a guy getting makekoshi in the lower dudes, like 4 straight losses, and getting yelled at by his Oyakata.
He knows the Maru?
Hmm?
Hinomaru?
No, it's not Hinomaru.
Oh, there's another one?
Well,
I'll have to look that up.
Where is it? It is this one. No, Hinomaru starts with him on the train in his Mawashi and getting kicked off.
Right.
Oh yeah, this one is by. I showed it to Kama. It's like
Eri Madoka.
Yeah, I think she or they. I think it's. I don't know very well, but I think they are learning from the guy who does the Ebanzuke and like the Nishikie style, like postcards and stuff. Diamond Morishita, I think. Something like that. Like,
oh, yeah, I can see it in the style a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
And then the tagline on the obi for the manga, it says, "There is no protagonist." So I guess it's going to follow the whole Heia or something.
Oh, that would be
cool. It just says
cool.
Human sumo drama.
Mm.
Your link sent me to a 403 forbidden errors.
The link works for me.
Yep.
You're region locked, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I am in the U.S.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess you're region locked.
I mean, yeah. The United States.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? I'll get on to the one that I read Berserk on. Wow.
Can I put the picture?
Alrighty. I'll have to look that up then.
Yeah. Well, I think we've had a very in-depth look into RTY and its post-retirement systems. I think it's going to be... It has gotten me more excited for retirement, which is an interesting thought. But well, I have been your host, Kaitetsu, and I've been joined by Enkaga.
Well, have fun.
Tamanosaro.
Bye-bye.
Kamahiko. And Kunosagi. I'll see you all next week, where you might hear Kamahiko say... Yep.
Cricket.